earth and sky.
Can we control nuclear weapon technology or not? If it gets out into 20, 40, 50, 100 countries, I would think that these weapons will eventually be used.
You're listening to seismologist Paul Richards. He's speaking of the over 8,000 live nuclear weapons in the world today.
The science in this case is ready to support a major arms control objective, putting into effect of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. It's ready to go.
President Obama in the U.S. has pledged support for a treaty that bans any nuclear explosion, even for military testing. The treaty has been criticized because nuclear test blasts might be concealed. Richards disagrees and told Earth Sky that scientists can now detect any nuclear test of military significance, no matter how secret.
A nuclear explosion, whether it's in the atmosphere or in space or underwater or underground, puts out strong signals. And over the decades we've been monitoring, there have been more than 2,000 of these things.
Scientists are using infrasound to measure atmospheric explosions and hydroacoustics to monitor the oceans, among others. You've been listening to Dr. Paul Richards of the Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory at Columbia University. More with Dr. Richards at our website. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.